We talked about this yesterday. Lane Kiffin was upset at Wake Forest after beating the Demon Deacons 40-6 this past weekend. Wake Forest said, no mas. This home and home, we're out. We're going to pay you to go make this thing go away.
We're good here.
And immediately, in the aftermath, I said, well, hey, Oregon State or Washington State should swoop in and pick this game up for Wake Forest. And they did. Wake Forest and Oregon State agreed to a home-and-home series 2025 at Research Stadium in Wake in 2029. They're replacing the Ole Miss game from next year. Way to go, Beavs.
That was
swooping
quick.
In with a home game.
Yeah.
Swooping in with a home game.
Not too bad.
Not too bad. Lane Kiffin responding to that tweet from Brett McMurphy with the facepalm emoji. And remember, Lane Kiffin said they broke the unwritten rule, which is you don't back out of a home-and-home series if you're a Power 5 school.
Lane's probably sitting there like, we wanted Oregon State.
Yeah. Well, their schedule this year indicates that. I am pro this type of scheduling. We talked about this yesterday. Rip them all up. Get rid of all of them. Because you know what is better for both the Wake Forest and Oregon State programs is playing like competition. Not going in just absolutely getting murdered in a game where you know you don't stand a chance. You know that it's not in your best interest to go and play an Ole Miss because you're not on that level right now. And the only reason why Ole Miss is playing that game is so that they can check a box, which is we had a Power 4 game on our schedule. This is why I believe that conferences should link up and they should say, all right, a year in advance, where do we think our programs are? We're going to rank them out. We're going to go ahead, do a little, yeah, you can do the little power draft that I threw out yesterday where the Big Ten and SEC just go back and forth. They flip a coin. Who gets to pick first? And Big Ten wins. Perfect. They get to pick the first matchup in that thing. We're going to go at home, Alabama, Ohio State. Then the SEC gets to pick after that. Fine. Oregon has to go to Georgia. Then you just, Big Ten's got their pick. Michigan. They get LSU coming in. Play it out that way. Go all rank and file all the way down. You have like matchups where you say home in a way. You go and you rank them a year in advance. Bam. That's how we should schedule in college football. Not 10 years in advance. Oregon State playing Wake Forest. Those are two teams that they will get far more out of that game than one of them just getting their tail whipped by Ole Miss in week three of 2025.
No, I think it's an interesting proposition. It's obviously something you can market, but it's also, I think it's one of those things where if you look at it from the sense of building the brand, as it were, not the SEC or the Big Ten, but the brand of college football, I think it matters.
Yeah.
Like I think this is the pivot point to the top 64 teams in college football. And I think you do kind of have these pod draws. Like if you have your conferences, but for the out of conference games, like you have, let's do it this way. Let's say to keep the money pool for the group of five or the lesser non 64 teams. Let's say the most any team in the top 64 can play outside of the 64 is two games. And basically you just do a draw. And you do it like you do a Champions League in soccer, where it's just it's quite literally a lottery. And you're playing here and you're playing this team. I think that'd be fun to get those two. And then you have different pods for, okay, you're in the 64 and you were in the top 12 last year, which means you can play teams from the not necessarily the bottom of the 64, but the next group up. And just kind of have
I'm picking up what you're putting down. So like you're just basically saying the Power Four conferences say, all right, you nominate four teams for each tier, right?
Yeah, it's a voting.
And so you have it tiered out, and you say, yeah, the other three can kind of weight this as well, right? Mm-hmm. And you say, all right, our top four teams are going in tier one.
Yep.
Our next four are going in tier two, next four, tier three.
Everybody just kind of falls along.
File on down, and then you do like a lottery draw for tier one teams playing nothing but tier one. Tier two all the way down? Yes.
Yeah.
And you know what? You could sell that on TV.
Yes.
You could sell that on TV.
Are you kidding me? People
fan bases would be
tune in for those Champions League draws. And it's like Wrexham did a really good job with this when they did their documentary when they first made it into the higher level cup, God dang it. The FA Cup. There's two levels of the FA Cup. There's the FA Cup where you're like, yeah, you play some of the better teams, but you don't play the better teams. Then they moved up into their new division, and all of a sudden, like, everybody's watching to see who they get in the draw. It's like, oh, they're playing Blackburn Rovers, who's like a historically great, you know, soccer team. And you're like, oh, like the, you're like, this is a, this is a thing to look forward to. It's that tangible thing of like, yeah, you know, you're going to play a good team.
And
what good team? You know, are you going to get, are you going to play between the hedges, it, you know, at Georgia?
Yeah.
Or are you going to get Texas at home? Like, it, I think that's half the fun is like, you could pop up in the home draw, you could pop up in the away draw, and it could get weird real quick.
Be sweet. It'd be sweet. And that's just for like, and college football could make such a week out of, they could make a month. They could make a month out of it.
Are you kidding me?
Where instead of having like down weeks, like we had last week across college football, you could have those games would be elevated by doing that kind of draw, but you only do it for one matchup for every conference every year. So it's like this Texas says, would have been nice for Big Bad UW if they could have avoided the powerhouse Cougs last week. Yeah, but you still have your rivalry games. Yes. You still have all that. We're just talking 1 week.
Yeah.
1 week out of the year. You have an FCS. You have, for a lot of schools now, it's a non-conference rivalry. Mm-hmm. Then you have the draw week.
Mm-hmm.
And those are three of your non-conference games. SEC, if you want to play eight conference games, move forward, go ahead. You could two powder puffs. This is going to be your power four game.
And
so
you're
not manipulating the system and taking a bottom feeder from a power four.
And you're going to go saying, north of the Mason-Dixon line. Suck it.
Yep. Just like Bama did and mopped the floor with Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
The ass-whooping game, as Luke Fickell called it,
but,
which is,
you know,
fantastic.
That's part of the deal. Like, yeah, Alabama, you're going to have to not play at a neutral site in Dallas or Las Vegas. Like, guess what? You might have to go to Washington.
Yep.
Like, it's just the deal. You might have to go to Penn State.
Yeah, Georgia doesn't get to play Oregon at a neutral site in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Or, you know, Oregon State playing TCU in Dallas.
Neutral site.
Like, stadiums on, like in Fort Worth.
Yeah, it's you can see the stadium.
Actually, it was for that game where Oregon, like the hotel, it was right outside of where TCU plays.
Oh, yeah.
Like on Saturday morning, we woke up when we went to the, when Oregon played Auburn in Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
We woke up and you go down on the street and I'm looking around. It's just like a sea of purple and black. And I was like, where am I? And they're like, oh, TCU Stadium's like two blocks away. And I was like, holy smokes. And then we just hopped in the car and went to Arlington. It was that close for that game. So Oregon State, Wake Forest, home and home, 2025-2029. Get the 2029 game out of there. Make it 25 and 26, for God's sakes. Let's have some reason here.
I like it.
Use your brain.